Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
And welcome to Iceman Insights, starring Michael Shockley, senior writer, webmaster, IcemanManiacs.com, and the Dirty D. How you doing today, Michael?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, wait,
that was Latka Gravis? Taxi?
No.
No?
Taxi?
Yeah.
The old
Taxi.
Man, that's from the
70s. That's an old school reference.
Yeah.
Dude, I grew up during the Nick at Night era.
Okay.
I watched that in reruns.
You watched
it when it was first run.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was my terrible Andy Kaufman imitation. You're welcome, everybody.
So, anyways, we start off with a huge announcement.
We do, sort of. We've teased a major announcement during our last two shows, and we made the first one was a big one from you about your Toronto Maple Leafs. Everyone's beloved Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah,
they're winning the Stanley Cup. That bandwagon just continues to grow.
Yeah. The second announcement was, well, let's just say it defies words. Manti Te'o's girlfriend helped us deliver it.
She's a beauty.
Yes.
That was me whistling.
That was, wow. Yeah, you need to go to Whistling 101. Now we have our third major announcement, and I think this is an announcement people really do want to hear. We will unveil this announcement later in the show, not necessarily at the end. We might do it before the end. This way people have to tune in and not know when it's going to happen. Yeah, but
there you go.
We will make a big announcement later in the show, and I will tell you, and this is no lie, it involves the future of hockey radio in Evansville.
Yes, it does.
So there you go, people. Stay tuned, and we will blow your minds.
So anyways, Iceman News and Notes.
Yes, Iceman News and Notes. Not a whole lot has happened since our last show, but there was one player signing. We have another defenseman who is 6'4" and 220 pounds. Suffice to say, we're going to be big and strong on the blue line this year. He is Montreal native Guillaume Lepine. His nickname is Guy. It's G-U-Y.
I believe that's pronounced Guy.
I think it's Guy.
I think it's Guy.
Guillaume. His name is Guillaume.
It's
Why would he say
Guy?
Guy
Lepine.
It's Francais.
It's Guy. Guy.
I bet it's Guy.
He's just another guy in my book.
You have been taken over by the Southern Indiana mentality of saying Dubois and Versailles instead of the proper French pronunciations.
Versailles.
Yes.
Nice.
I think it's Guy. You can call him Guy if you want.
I'm calling him Guy right to his face.
I'm going to call him Guy. He is 26 years old. He played 4 years of major junior hockey in the Quebec Major Junior League. And then he has been a pro for 5 seasons. He played his first 2 seasons in the ECHL with the Elmira Jackals. And the last 3 seasons he has spent over in the UK in the EIHL, which is where Matt Shepke played the end of last season.
Yep.
And where Nathan Moon has gone to play. He has a total of 302 pro games to his on his resume, but he is not a veteran in the ECHL because EIHL games do not count against your limit. So as of right now, Josh Beaulieu is still our only veteran for this season. Some interesting tidbits about Mr. Lepine, Guy, as you say. In his third year of junior hockey, he was one of 4 Guillaumes on the same team.
Well, yeah, he played in the queue.
Yeah, that's the queue.
They're filled with guys.
Exactly. Also in the queue, he played with former Iceman forward Maxime Boisclair.
Interesting.
How about that?
Were you a big fan of the St. Louis Blues goaltender Guy Herbert?
Guy Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was wonderful. That was the American brother of Guy Hebert, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Guy. In Elmira, he also played with a trio of former Icemen. He played with Mike Scroy.
Disappointing.
Joe Grimaldi.
Oh, man.
Before he went back to school. And our old buddy, P.O. Pelletier.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And he also, in Elmira, played with some guy by the name of Bear Trapp. I'm not kidding. I looked it up on HockeyDB. The guy's name is Bear, B-E-A-R, Trapp, T-R-A-P-P. I have no words for that name. But on the ice, he's not going to provide much offense, but he's big, he's physical, and he will fight. His career totals, pro and junior combined, 551 games, only 136 points. So he'll chip in here and there, but it's not exactly his forte. His big thing is standing up for his teammates. 1,362 penalty minutes, so that's more than 2.5 per game. And actually just slightly less than 2.5 per game, but essentially that. And 108 fights in the regular season, plus 15 more in the preseason and postseason. So
a nice preseason.
Yeah,
fight
preseason
count.
Fights. Yes. So he plays hard, has some experience, but is not old and long in the tooth. And he says that he improved his skating and his defensive positioning playing over in Europe, where the ice is bigger, and that's just a byproduct of playing on the larger ice surface. There's been some questions about his discipline as far as that many penalty minutes, but when you break it down and you take the penalty minutes that were earned via fighting out of the picture, he's not that bad as far as racking up penalty minutes. His two seasons in the ECHL, he only averaged about 50 penalty minutes per season that weren't fights. So that's still a fair amount, but that's not outlandishly, oh my God, this guy's going to spend all of his time in the penalty box.
Ian Frazier does a great job over at Evansville Iceman headquarters. Got a great interview with him up on the website, evansvilleiceman.com. But all you need to know, if you're worried about goals and assists and plus minus and all of your hybrid super stats, then you can document all that. All you need to know is this quote: I am a good, sound defensive defenseman who can take care of himself and others out there. So if you want to count points and plus minus, that's fine. But this guy has been brought in to count one thing: chiclets.
Yes.
Opponent chiclets.
Yes.
He is knocking people's teeth out of their mouth, and referees are going to be picking them up and taking them to the penalty box so they can put them in milk so they can see if they can surgically put them back into people's gums. That's his job.
Now, do they put them in regular milk or chocolate milk?
No, regular. Well, maybe chocolate. Ooh. Well, depends, I guess.
That's
so
that's a question for Patafi.
That was a question I was not prepared for. But we will bring that up to Brian Patafi in the 2 o'clock hour. But yeah, he is here to knock people's heads together and make it safe for forwards to go out and score goals.
Exactly. And that brings me to a question for you. In the EIHL, he played all three seasons with the Nottingham Panthers. And since he is the man of justice on the ice, does that mean he was the Sheriff of Nottingham?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think that should be his nickname.
Yeah.
The Sheriff.
Guy. The Sheriff of Nottingham.
Exactly. And speaking of his name in Francais, Lépine is, for those wondering, not about your manhood. It is French for the pine, which I guess is fitting since he's built like a tree. But I think the pine is actually, that should be it. That'd be a great name for a backup goalie since you're riding the pine all
riding
the time.
Riding the pine. Yeah. Isn't that something that came up in the Ian Frazier interview? Is he was looking for playing time, so that's part of the reason why
part of the reason why he went over to Europe in the first place too, I think, was he wasn't getting much PT in Elmira.
Yep.
And apparently when he went over to Europe, he was one of the stud defensemen on his team and was kind of a top pairing or heavy minute kind of guy at least. So I'm interested to see what he brings to the table. Obviously the physical side is going to be the selling point. Anything else he chips in is going to be total bonus. But I think as long as he fights when needs be, bangs that big body around, and chip in here or there elsewhere, and you know doesn't go to the box all the time for reasons other than fighting, I think he will be a nice kind of guy to have around.
Anton Blomqvist.
Yeah, Blomqvist did not fight, did not hit, but still managed to end up in the penalty box a lot.
All the time.
Yeah, so I think this is one of those kind of beating and banging kind of guys that you while you need a defenseman or two who is offensively minded, you also need a defenseman or two who is exactly like this.
You're starting to see the team that Coach Pyle is putting together. A lot of talent, a lot of youth at the forward position and on the blue line. It's just ugly.
Yeah.
When that puck comes over to our side of the red line, it is all grit and nastiness.
Yeah.
And he's going to make teams afraid to want to set up possession on our side of the ice.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get your head railed.
You are going to score some garbage goals from in front of the net, but you are going to earn them. And it's going to be fun to watch guys jostle for position.
And
down
if
there.
You are less than 6 foot four, 220 pounds, you are going to have a hard time in front of our net.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those 5'10, 5'11, 170, 180 pound kind of guys. Yep.
5'6, 165, you're doomed when you come to Evansville in the forward center.
Yeah. No kidding. You're going to be staring Guy Lepine in the nipples.
Yeah. And Dallas Earnhardt, let's not forget about him.
That's true. So. He's another 6'4", 220-pounder.
So, yeah, you're starting to see the philosophy that coach is putting together here.
You think he'll put them on the same line? Or
No. Yeah. You split that up. Yeah. That's 48 minutes of hockey right there that is just nastiness.
But if they were together, they could be the Twin Towers.
They could be the Twin Towers, but no, they're going separate and... So they're
maybe,
always on the ice to
maybe
smash.
Maybe late in the game.
Well,
you're ahead, you're protecting a one-goal lead.
You might see shorthanded as well. You're never going to see them together on the power play.
No.
Guaranteed.
We might not see either one of them on the power play
exactly.
very much.
But shorthanded, they may be out there together.
Yeah. Boy, and that, how would you like to be the guy for the opposing team that's tasked with standing right in front of the goalie on that one?
Exactly.
Yeah, good luck with that, whoever you are. I hope it's Kaylee Schrock. Who am I kidding? He'll never be on the power play. Anything else on Guy?
Nope.
All right.
I've got in Guy.
We'll move on to another guy. Some other players that we know will not be back. Paul Dayton, it has been confirmed that he is going to play in Milan, Italy this season. That had been rumored because he had said so on Twitter.
With his dog?
Yes.
Is that confirmed as well?
Actually, I don't think the dog's going. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it. He hasn't retracted his prior statement. So he will be playing in Italy. A guy that never actually played here last year, but just to kind of help clarify the goaltending depth chart in the Blue Jacket system, Michael Layton, who was the backup at the end of the season in Columbus, has signed.
Michael Layton that played in Chicago and
Philadelphia.
Philly,
yes.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
He was the backup behind Bob at the end of the season last year.
Yes.
And he is signed to play in the KHL. And it was not expected that he was going to be back anyway because they'd already signed Curtis McElhaney to be the backup after his stellar year in Springfield last year. So, but it's now confirmed that Layton is gone. Also, a former Iceman that is going a long way away, much to the chagrin of Michelle Schuler, Anthony Nigro has signed to stay in the ECHL, but he will be all the way out in Boise, Idaho, playing for the Steelheads. So... I'm sure Michelle is already planning her road trip now.
Yeah. In fact, I think she did post it on Maniacs Asylum that if anyone's making a road trip, count her in.
Yeah. And speaking of road trips, not a player from last season, but 2 years ago and before that, still our all-time games play leader, Nicholas Lindberg, has signed on as a player coach for the Pensacola Ice Pilots.
That's
in the
not
SPHL.
Too far away, Jen.
No.
It's not too far away at all, Jenny Watts.
Yeah. She can fly down there pretty quickly or drive with Steven Rickard. We'll see if he tries to leave her there. It's kind of interesting that he changed teams to go to Pensacola because he played last year in the CHL for Bloomington, who moved to the SPHL. Yep. And I don't know if they didn't want him or if he was trying to get farther away from Miss Watts or what. But but he will be in Pensacola this year. On the Iceman front, there has been no official announcement yet, but for those who didn't catch it, last time on the amusement park, Brian Patafi did confirm that our new equipment manager is a guy by the name of Ross Herman. Is it Herman?
Yep.
Okay, H-O-E-R-M-A-N.
There's a good chance he's going to be on after this segment.
Oh, really?
So stay tuned.
Ooh,
yes.
How about that? It had been rumored for a while. We had heard that we were going to be getting a guy that came from Trenton, which folded, and that's exactly who... He is. He worked in the ECHL for the Trenton Titans last year. Previously, he had worked in the AHL with Albany. So this is a guy that knows what he's doing and has been around the block a little bit. Yeah. So
Albany River Rats, for a long time, the AHL franchise of the New Jersey Devils.
And they were also the Albany Devils for a while, weren't they? Didn't they rename themselves at some point?
They might have.
And I think before that, Trenton was the Devils.
That part I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure before the Titans, they were the Devils, I think. But anyway, yes, Ross Herrmann is our new equipment manager, unofficially, but officially, according to Brian Patafi. And one final piece of Iceman news, wanted to pass along for those who did not catch it. A couple of changes to the regular season schedule for this coming season. The Icemen have not officially announced anything. The ECHL didn't really announce it, but they have said so on their website via LeagueStat. Two changes. First off, due to what we presume is a University of Evansville basketball game, our Saturday, January 25th home game against Greenville has been moved from 7:15 in the evening to noon.
This was planned out beforehand.
That is a very early game.
It's going to be awesome. It's a Saturday afternoon matinee.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's going to be 14 hours after the end of Friday night's game.
Yeah. Well, I forgot
the
about
players
that.
The players won't like it so no. much.
But, yeah, I know you were trying to cause all this drama on the Maniacs Asylum and trying to start a civil war here in Evansville with the Icemen versus the Aces. But, dude, a noon afternoon hockey game on a Saturday, that's fantastic. You get to watch hockey until 3:30 in the afternoon, and then you get to do
whatever
Saturday night stuff. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
But see, the problem is most people listening to this show, their Saturday night stuff is the Icemen.
But you can watch a Leaf game.
Why on earth would you want to do that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point, it is January 25th.
Yeah.
So
you can watch them after they've been mathematically eliminated.
There is actually things to do both in town and hockey-wise on a Saturday night that doesn't involve the Icemen. And you've already enjoyed the Icemen.
I didn't know the Otters still played in January.
No. Okay. Well, we're going to get to that later, old booster club boy.
The other schedule, also on that January 25th game, that was announced as the Pink the Rink night. I don't know if it's going to stay Pink the Rink because of the time change. They may move that to another night. So stay tuned on that. We'll see whenever they announce the promotional schedule. I know they're still working on it. So could still be Pink the Rink, but I would guess they might change it to one of the other Saturday nights so that they can definitely get a good turnout. The other schedule change is Friday, March 28th. The game that was supposed to be that night at Orlando has been moved a night earlier to Thursday, March 27th.
This really doesn't affect anyone but Kevin Zeigler.
Yeah, anyone who was going to make that Florida road trip, and I don't think very many people were.
No. Nope.
But if you were going to make that Florida road trip, you definitely want to get to Orlando a day earlier because we'll be playing there on Thursday and Saturday instead of Friday and Saturday.
Kevin is a 10 normal standard skate size, by the way.
He's normal in any way, shape,
yes,
or form?
Yes, just his foot is.
Only his foot.
Yes.
The other end of his body is not so much normal.
It's actually a little, the left foot's on the narrow end, but he'll be in a 10 regular.
That's good to know.
Yes.
For those of you keeping track of skate size charts at home.
Well, you never know. So
if someone else
saying,
has that,
that
size.
Is, I can say that that is verified.
Good to know.
So there you go.
Breaking news, everybody.
Thanks for stopping by, Kevin.
And for those of you who get annoyed at the Icemen having to change a game or two or fight with the Aces over.
That's not a
times,
fight. This was planned out before. That's what I'm telling you. You're trying to start all this drama in the asylum. This was already planned out before.
I don't know what
before.
You're talking about. I'm just saying what
you
the,
went running right
I'm
to that asylum
what
to
the
say.
People,
the Aces got their way. A Saturday night game has been taken away from us. What do you think about that, you bunch of freaking maniacs that don't do any factual research, but you just go on your emotions? Go, Troy Seibert.
I don't believe I said any of that. For those
I'm
of
just
you,
making, I just picked out a name, Troy.
Yeah. For those of you who do get annoyed by the fighting with a basketball team over
there is
building,
no fighting. It was organized. This is been planned out long before. So go ahead. I'm telling you, it was.
Keep in mind, the Orlando Solar Bears had to make 16 changes to their 72-game schedule because of the Orlando Magic.
Well, you would hope so.
Yeah.
Any team, you're talking about an NBA team, and you're talking about an ECHL team called the Solar Bears.
Hey, the Solar Bears have been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's still a...
And they have a polar bear.
Sad name. Well...
That's in the sun. Yeah. And wearing sunglasses and something.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have teal in their jersey. All right, a little more silly season.
A little more silly season. Speaking of the New Jersey Devils we mentioned a few minutes ago, we talked a little bit about it on the last show about what was going on with their ownership situation. They were in a bunch of debt, and the talk
for
was
years.
That they... Yeah. Over, I think it was $200 million yeah. total.
You wonder why Kovey took off.
Yeah. He didn't know if that check was going to bounce. There was a lot of talk that they were going to become the East Coast version of the Phoenix Coyotes situation and just a total mess with the league taking over and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not going to happen, thankfully, for Devils fans. They do have new ownership in place, and it is the guy that also owns the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers. So it seems like things are starting to get sorted out there in New Jersey. Elsewhere in the CHL, we also talked last time about the Brampton Beast, who were going to be announcing an affiliation. It is not the Toronto Maple Leafs and Marlies.
I told you.
Yes. It is the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Syracuse Crunch, who are also affiliated with the Florida Everblades in the ECHL. And the affiliation announcement actually revealed something that I think proves that Brampton, at least in the short term, has a chance to succeed. They have supposedly sold over 3,000 season tickets already, which I don't know if that's full seasons or... full season equivalents.
It's probably
total
full seasons,
but that's
they're
a
Canadian.
That's
they're
a solid number
there. Yep.
They had over 400 people show up on a Thursday afternoon just for the affiliation announcement. So, yeah, that's pretty darn good. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the CHL in St. Charles, the Chill had an open house at the Family Arena a couple weeks ago. The turnout, according to one fan on one of the hockey message boards, was quote maybe 2 or 3 dozen.
However, the man crush,
Matty Spaeth,
yes, super linesman mm-hmm. in the ECHL, fantastic referee. He may be taking over their off ice officials out there.
Really?
So there you go.
Does that mean he's going to not be lining as much?
I don't know.
That would be so, unfortunate if he doesn't come over as often, and you don't get to see your man crush. So
yeah, because we won a lot of games when the man crush was in the lineup. For the Zebra team.
I don't think we won a lot of games, period.
We won more than we lost than when he came over from St. Louis.
That's true. Maybe the team was just feeding off of the good vibes from you because you
possible.
Were so excited about his
It's possible. So, anyways.
That's it. Enough of silly season.
Yes. Wow.
We're wrapping up the first segment inside a half hour.
Yeah. We have got that? Two monitors to prove it, too. Shockers, hockey, rock song of the week.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I just looked at it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Since the new guy,
Guy
is from Montreal.
Guy.
Guy. This week, I am featuring a band that is from Montreal. If you've never seen the music video for this song, do yourself a favor and find it online, because it is quite a trip. It includes a dancing dwarf, puppets, a dude wearing a chicken mask, and a young blonde who later went on to become the editor of the UK version of Cosmo. I'm not kidding. And it is, you once you see it, you can't unsee it. But because nothing says hockey rock like French-Canadian new wave music, I played this song at Swander, and people always enjoyed it. Maybe not you, but other people.
Oh, this is a...
Other people enjoyed it.
Karen Lukring, who is goaltender in the C-League, is a huge fan of this song.
Really?
Yes.
What's a darn good song?
Yeah. Well,
in some circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. From 1983, this is Montreal's own band, Men Without Hats, Safety Dance. Dance.
because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Dance.
Safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
Back, Iceman Insights, Shocker, Dirty D, 96.9, Music Bomb. And now, our huge Evansville hockey radio announcement.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm glad we don't have to actually pay for our sound effects.
No.
So we just do it ourselves.
Exactly. So we said this one would actually pertain to the future of hockey radio in Evansville, and that was not a lie. This is absolutely true. Our big announcement about the future of hockey radio in Evansville is...
We are broadcasting in the new studio inside the Wired Coffee Shop.
Woohoo!
WYR 96.9.
Music Bomb.
I'm actually... It's louder in here with you sitting closer to me. It's kind of creeped me out a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Peek behind the curtain for those who have never been down here. Our studio before this episode has been, let's just say, not a studio.
Yeah, the lobby.
A lobby with
a conference room.
A conference room.
A hallway.
Yeah.
And a venue.
Yeah.
Large venue. A
couple
space.
Of tables.
Yes.
A laptop. A couple of microphones. So, whatever chair that's in the vicinity.
Yeah, we're growing up here.
But now we actually have, this is a legitimate studio.
With glass and a door and everything.
Uh-huh.
All we need now is an engineer, and I'm on Easy Street.
Well, let's not hold our breath.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so from now onward, technical difficulties notwithstanding, we will be broadcasting from this here fancy new studio.
Yeah, and in fact, Brian Patafi will be joining us here within a half an hour. And he will be coming downstairs to the studio.
And then after that, I'll be coming in with Lysol and air freshener.
Yes. So he kind of threw you under the bus with the tweets. He talked about player upgrades and shocker downgrades.
Well, if he's downgrading me, that must mean I was pretty awesome to begin with, right?
There you go. Hmm. Iceman trivia. Speaking of downgrading.
Yeah. We're going to see if we can start the new studio off right, though.
Yep.
See if you can break your losing streak. 5 wrong ones in a row.
I'm just looking forward to October and the end of this stupid thing.
And we don't have Iceman trivia anymore. Yep.
I actually have trivia set for you.
Oh, really?
Though it's not really trivia by the actual definition, but I'm going to fire right back.
Interesting.
After I screw this up.
Okay. Let's see if you can improve on your 6-16 record. Guy Lapine.
Guy Lapine.
Is the third Guy. Quebec Guy. Native signed for this season.
Jason Dale.
he is in addition to Matthew Bissonnette, who is from Beaconsfield, Quebec, and Peter Sakaris, who is from Candiac?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Guy, which is a suburb of Montreal. Sakaris is the only one of those three who has already played a game for the Icemen, which was the 3 games at the tail end of last season. In addition to Sakaris, we have previously had 8 other Quebecois.
Oh my gosh.
In franchise history. Can you name 3 of them?
I think I can. First one, obviously, Mario Larocque.
Correct. He was from Montreal.
Yeah, and now
I suppose he still is from Montreal. Yeah.
And now we're going to pause so I can think for a second. So I am surprised that there's been 8 Quebecois, but I've got Mario Larocque.
Correct.
And I'm going with Pio Pelletier.
Correct.
And possibly my favorite Iceman of all time, David Croteau.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Yes.
But 5 more, that's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario Larocque from Montreal, Phil Plante.
Okay. I didn't realize.
He's from Greenfield Park, which is a suburb of Montreal. Andre Bouvet-Morissette from Trois-Rivières. Eric Boisvert from Drummondville, Quebec. Derek Saint-Marie from last year is from Saint-Bruno. Mario Boillard from Saint-Justine.
Boy, you want to talk about knuckleheads.
David Croteau, as you mentioned, he is from Gatineau, which is, it is in Quebec, but it's not like Montreal area of Quebec. That's actually a suburb of Ottawa just across the provincial border. And Pio Pelletier, who is from perhaps the greatest name of a town in Quebec, Saint-Louis-du-Haha. Ha-ha-ha.
All right.
By the way, before we move on to your trivia for me, I noticed while the show was paused that our studio is Master Control, according to the sign on the door. It's not a studio. It says it's Master Control.
I don't even know what that means.
So we should introduce the next show as being from Master Control.
And Daddy's Wired Too Hot.
Yes.
And Fur Circus. And Stephen Ricker's Testicles.
Jason Dale.
All right. My trivia is not really trivia, but I was thinking about this the other day. Can you guess who the captain is going to be this year. And
do you know, or are you just asking?
No, I have no idea. But I just thought, one, do you think our captain is going to be someone new to the roster or a returnee, since we had quite a bit of a core that Coach Pyla has brought back? And then two, I think you can guess the two alternates as well.
I'm going to say with 95% certainty, Josh Beaulieu is going to be the captain. I say that because he was the first guy announced. I say that because he's exactly the kind of guy that Pyle wants to build around. And I say that because he was our player rep at the ECHL League meetings this summer. And I think while, yeah, he's a returning player and he's settled in town, so he doesn't have some other things that he would have to worry about, like new guys coming in would, I think that says a lot about what he means as far as being a leader for this team. And I think it just makes too much sense. I'll be pretty surprised if anyone other than Beaulieu starts the season with the C, unless he's not ready to go. But I think he's going to be ready to go by all indications, and I think he's going to be the captain. Agreed?
I was kind of thinking the same thing. What sparked my interest was Guy Lapine coming in, and even though the ECHL doesn't see him as a veteran, he's one of the oldest players on this team at 26 yeah. years old. And I thought, okay, is he going to be a captain? Is he going to be an alternate because he has the experience or not? So that's what started getting me thinking was, would Coach Pyle go outside of the core to bring in a captain, or is he going to stick with a Patrick Kennedy, a Jason Dale? Jason Dale! Oh. An Aaron Jens, a Josh Beaulieu, a Dylan Clark. So, but my guess is as well that it will be Beaulieu.
I think it's Beaulieu. I think Jason Dale is probably going to be one of the A's. He was actually a captain before he came to Evansville. When he was in Bloomington, he was a captain there at, I think, the age of 23 or 24. And he's another one of the old men at 25 or 26 now. So I think he's a good shot at being an A. I also think Jake Obermeyer could be an A. He was the captain at the very end of the season mm-hmm. after so many people went down. And I think he showed a lot last year in when he, at the end of the season, moved up and started playing center. To go from playing defense, not from D to wing, but to go from D to actually playing center, that speaks a lot about what you are willing to do for the team and putting the team ahead of your own best interests in a lot of ways. And I think he really showed his worth as a leader, not necessarily in talking, because he's a pretty quiet guy, but I think there's definitely a lot of value to leading through actions, and I think he's that kind of guy that would fit that mold as being one of the A's. I'm not sure, though, because that would be my thinking, is Beaulieu is the C, Dale and Obermeyer is the A's. But we may see one of the A's go to someone new, like Lapine, and he would not be a bad choice, I don't think. But I think my pick right now would be the three guys that are coming back. If Pyle is serious about all these guys that he's bringing back, we're not the problem. These are the kind of guys you want to build around, and the problems have been gotten rid of now, then I don't see the harm in having a new leadership group of three guys that were with this team last year, three guys that you deem to be worth bringing back.
I think it'll be Beaulieu. I wonder as well about Guy Lapine. My first thought was Dallas Earnhardt, but some of the stuff you've read is he's not going to be around very long. They think Pyle thinks he could be bound to the AHL as soon as someone realizes how good he is. So I don't think Coach is going to put an A on him.
But I think he's probably a little young, too.
Yep. And so I'm thinking Josh Beaulieu. I'm thinking Dylan Clark as an A. And I'm thinking Aaron Jens. I think Guy Lapine, he could be right there, but I wouldn't be surprised if we go Aaron Jens with that other A.
So you think Aaron Jens as a second-year pro?
Yep.
Really?
I think so.
All right, so you're saying Beaulieu is the C, which is in agreement with me.
Yep.
And then you're saying
Clark and
Aaron Jens.
Yep.
And I'm saying Dale and Obermeyer.
No, you were saying Jason Dale.
Yes. Jason Dale.
And Obermeyer. Yep.
Okay.
So
it'll be interesting to see how it does shake out. And it very well may be that we're both wrong, Because
we're just guessing. We haven't even had training camp yet.
Exactly. But. And there may still be another young veteran or two that has been signed that just hasn't been announced that would also be thrown into the mix. But I think there's going to be, it's a good problem to have in that there's going to be a lot of different guys that you could realistically point to and say, yeah, he's a good choice. I think Beaulieu is the leader in the clubhouse for the C. But I think there's probably going to end up being 5, 6, 7 different guys that you could look at as an A and say, I have no problem with that.
Yep.
And it's just going to be a matter of what the final roster is and how he wants to do it as far as maybe having 3 guys that are returning or maybe mix and match where you have one returning A and one who's new to the team just to have a different type of voice in the locker room as a leader.
I agree. And sometimes, too, just because you don't have a letter on your jersey doesn't mean you're not a leader. I remember Brandon Shanahan going to that Red Wings team back in 97, 98 in the trade, and he didn't have a letter on his jersey, but he turned around that hockey club.
Yeah.
He made them what to win their first cup since who knows when. And
right.
So, and start them on the becoming the dynasty that they were. So
exactly.
And there's also guys that they get that letter on their jersey and they don't play well. They're so worried about managing the locker room and everything else that they have a hard time on the ice. So if coach sees a guy and he says, you know what, I just want him to be who he is.
Right.
I'm not going to put a letter on him. Then he is who he is. So, and you don't lose that leadership just because the guy doesn't have a letter on his jersey.
Right. Ultimately, the letters on the jersey, the only thing that stipulates is that they are allowed to speak to the referees
yep.
about calls. You know, anyone can be a leader, and even goalies who aren't allowed to be one of the captains can be a leader. So if you get a team, and we probably aren't going to have this case, but if you get a team like in the NHL, you'll see guys, veterans like Luongo and Brodeur, who have been with their teams for a long time. Well, Luongo's bounced around, but yep. Brodeur is probably the biggest leader in that Devils locker room, even though he's not allowed to have a C or an A on his jersey. And anyone can be a leader, both in action and in words. The C's and the A's are a bit of just being a formality.
Agreed. Anyways, as we move on to the Brian Patafi Tweet of the Week.
Iceman fans can follow Iceman Athletic Trainer and regular amusement park guest Brian Patafi on Twitter. His handle is BPatafi. That's BPatafie. You can also follow his son, Caden Patafi. That's CPatafie.
As you beat that drum.
Yes. Go follow Caden. We want him to have more followers than Brian, just to yep. tick Brian off. Mr. Patafi's tweet, this one, I kind of agree with this one. He said, quote, I joined a health club last August, spent around $2,500 and haven't lost a pound. Apparently, you have to go there.
Nice.
Who knew?
I actually went with the Caden Patafi tweet of the week.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know if you caught
this or not. So you're
one
of the ones who's following him.
I am following him. He tweeted a pic of Patrick Kennedy with said dad, Brian Patafi, and he called out PK and said, my dad wipes my tears when I don't get my own way too, and posted a pic of Patafi dealing with an eye injury on
Ooh.
Patrick Kennedy. So
very nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome.
That apple really did not fall far from the tree, did it? Wow. That's pretty good.
So that's my vote for Tweet of the Week.
I like that. Maybe we need to start having 2 segments.
Maybe.
The Brian Patafi Tweet of the Week and the Caden Patafi Tweet
yep,
of the Week.
And see which one just makes the other one obsolete.
Maybe. I think we know which.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got Caden coming in at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Make your life easier.
Speaking of which, the Maniac Asylum Lunatic of the Week. This one, this has been a great little segment with a lot of debate on Iceman Maniacs on Facebook.
It has, and I don't know if it's because people are trying to think a little more about what they're saying because they don't want to be the Lunatic of the Week, but...
No, I think it's more that they want to point people out that are true, total maniacs.
That's true, yeah. And really, there wasn't anyone that earned this honor since our last show, so there is no Lunatic of the Week this show. I'm not going to... I thought about like digging back into the past and finding something stupid somebody said 3 months ago, but
yeah.
I don't want to do
but
that.
But who really wants to dig through 3 months of Facebook posts?
No, exactly. And I don't want to award it just for the sake of awarding it, so this is going to be a regular feature. Whenever someone says something that is worthy of us throwing them under the bus, we'll do it. But I'm not going to do it every show just for the sake of doing it every show. So Congratulations to the Maniac Asylum. Everyone was on their best behavior over the last couple weeks.
Now, when nothing was happening.
Yeah, not much was happening, so there wasn't much for them to be crazy about. So, no Asylum Lunatic of the Week this week, but that brings us to something else from the Maniac Asylum.
That is true.
The heading for this segment is...
Jason Dale!
So, in between last show and this show, I did post an informal poll, very informal.
Brad Perkins is just rolling over right now in sadness.
Yes.
And frustration.
I posted this on the Maniac Asylum. I said, Jason Dale, Puck Bunny style. Love it or hate it. The results were 18 said hate it, 15 said love it.
I think someone, some great wise American philosopher said, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, that's very true. There's a lot of people we respect and like who voted hate it. Dixie H., Drew Campbell.
Brad Perkins.
Yeah. Several others who we have mentioned on this show a few times in the past. But there were also some people who we like and like more now.
Yes.
Who vote and love it.
That are obviously not lunatics of the week.
Exactly. So my question for you is, what do we do now? It was about 50-50, so do we like split it and do his first name, Puck Bunny style, and then deadpan his last name? Like, Jason Dale.
one, I don't think I could do that.
No.
Two, I'll stop doing Jason Dale when 1,500 maniacs inside the Ford Center stop doing it.
Aha.
So that's... when all the girls with all their Jason Dale t-shirts stop screaming, I'll stop screaming. That's my position. Because that's what we're making fun of, right? I sat in section 119. There was 42 girls between the ages of 15 and 21 all wearing the identical Jason Dale t-shirt.
And that's why Steven Rickard, and we have to blame him. He's the one that started this.
He got an assist from his own blue line. He passed the puck. It was a second assist. He was at his own blue line, and the place went crazy because they said Jason Dale. Tommy said Jason Dale over the PA announcement. So,
and they went,
oh, yeah. So, no. When they stop, I stop.
Gotcha.
So,
and like I said, we have to blame Steven Rickard for this. For those that don't know the origin of the Jason Dale, it's because Steven Rickard did
brutal.
It. That was terrible. That was it in fast forward. Maybe that's how we should do it from now on.
Jason Dale!
Yeah, there we go.
Like we're crazed blondes running down the street.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Steven Rickard's the one that did that first on our first and so far only Amusement Park After Dark. He's the one that did that the first time, and it caught on. And for those of you who love it, we're glad you love it. For those of you who hate it...
Screw you. Screw you, Brad Perkins. Go listen to your Jason McKinney album.
The opinions of Derek Nini do not necessarily...
That's right.
Oh, boy.
We haven't talked about Brad Perkins in a long time.
We haven't,
so.
No. He tends to stay pretty quiet during the offseason.
Well, and he's Brad Perkins. I mean, he is the space ace of the Evansville Iceman.
He is Brad Perkins!
Oh, I'm not even doing that.
Maybe that's it. No. Maybe he hates it because he's jealous that he doesn't get the Jason Dale treatment.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
What does get out and learn mean?
Get out and learn. That was a nice... non-segue to our next segment, just reading what's next on the page.
Because I didn't read anything else of the notes that you provided me 2 hours ago.
Yeah, exactly. Get out and learn. Last show, we talked a little bit about the Swander Adult Hockey classes for adults who want to start getting into playing hockey.
Ryan Huff out there tonight,
yes,
as a matter of fact.
Ryan Huff, and you mean last night?
Yeah, by tonight, I mean last night on Tuesday.
Yeah, last night.
When we're in the studio.
You know, about... 14 hours ago. So Ryan Huff's did it, and Kevin. That's why he was getting his
skates
normal
on.
Feet.
Yes. 10
size.
Ds.
Yes.
10 Ds.
And anyone else who wants to, the Swander Adult Hockey classes go on every Tuesday night. So if you're interested in getting into hockey, there you go. This week, though, I want to talk a little bit about getting kids into hockey. I think a lot of people do know that Swander has the Evansville Youth Hockey Association, EYHA, and they do youth leagues for ages 4 to 18, both house leagues that only play here locally, and then the Thunder travel teams that go around the Midwest and play other teams in the same age brackets. But I think a lot of people don't know is you don't necessarily have to dive right into EYHA. If you're not sure if your child wants to play hockey or will enjoy it, or if you're just not 100% prepared to make the financial commitment without knowing that your kid is going to want to play, there is an opportunity coming up for what is essentially a no-risk trial. The Get Out and Learn Seminar, GOAL, G-O-A-L, that's why
nifty.
It's called that, Get Out and Learn, yeah, is coming to Swander next month. It is free, F-R-E-E, my second favorite four-letter F word. You got nothing else?
I'm trying to fit First Circus into four letters.
Yeah. Okay. My third favorite. No.
Fur. F-U-U-R.
Yeah, fur. It is free. Not the First Circus. The GOAL seminar is free. And there is also the ability to get free.
Because First Circus is $2. Make you holla.
Wow. You can get free equipment, too. There is a deposit required just so you don't walk off with their equipment. But if you give them the deposit, then once you return the equipment, you get your money back. It is 4 1-hour on-ice sessions starting at 2 p.m. each day on September 21st and 22nd, and then the next weekend also on the 28th and 29th. Open to any kid 4 through 12, male or female, who has never played in EYHA. The whole point of this is first-timers. If you've never tried it, you can try it for free, no risk, free program, free equipment. Just come out 4 days over 2 weekends, 1 hour on the ice. The kid can kind of get a feel for what it's like, and you can watch and see what you think. And it's really a cool program. It's been incredibly successful elsewhere. They do this in Nashville. The Predators have really promoted it hard the last few years, and it's huge. Youth hockey in Nashville has exploded. Not only because of the Predators in general, but because of this GOAL program. There's been a lot of people who aren't quite sure. They're on the fence. And then they take their kids out to this GOAL program, and everyone falls in love. So, like I said, September 21st, 22nd, 28th, 29th, 2 p.m. each day. I believe you do have to register for it or at least call Swander. So for more information, go to eyha.us. If you also want more information, I guess you can go to Swander's website, call the rink, get more information that way too. So it's really a cool program, and anyone who's on the fence, if you think your kids might like hockey but you're not sure, or if they think they might like it but they're a little scared and they want to try it out, this is your chance. You don't have to pay for a full season. You don't have to spend money on getting a full suite of equipment without knowing that you're going to get your money's worth.
Two things from my experience. One, not only will you be able to rent the equipment for free, but they will show you how to put it on your kid.
Right.
Because that can be a daunting task of this shin guard and socks and garters and jocks and the whole thing. So they're going to show you how to dress your kid.
Right. And I think because of that, they tell you the first day, show up 2 hours before on ice. They say that. So show up 2 hours before the first time and then 1 hour before the other three.
There's a lot of volunteers out there helping to just tie skates.
Yeah.
So if you don't know absolutely nothing, don't worry about it because no one else knew nothing before as well.
No one else knew nothing.
Shut it.
How many negatives was that?
Maybe six. But anyways.
Wait.
It's less than how many times we said First Circus last show. So
and
the
how
second
many times
thing
said,
is
Jason Dale this show.
In the fast forward version.
Yes.
The second thing is if you have a daughter, if you have a female, the Evansville Youth Hockey Association. It is awesome. It is non-check until the bantam age, which is somewhere between 12 to 14 years old.
Right.
So your 7-year-old little girl that weighs 36 pounds is not going to get rammed from behind into the boards and
I'm
develop a concussion. Yes. Yeah. I meant that in a completely hockey kind of setup there. So your 7-year-old daughter is not going to get injured playing hockey. So bring her out. She wants to try hockey. It is a fantastic thing. We have many, many girls, some playing goaltender, others playing out, and they are having a blast. And when you get around that 12, 13, 14 age, they can make a decision whether they want to play. The high school league here is co-ed. So we have had co-ed girls play. When I was Wright's Panthers coach with Adam Whitmore, we had two girls, Samantha Shue and Caitlin Osborne, played in our team. They never got injured. But if at that point they want to try and find a girls team out of Nashville and Louisville and everything else, they have that option. But just because your daughter, don't be afraid to bring your daughter out to learn how to play hockey with the EYHA.
Right. And that applies too. If you have a boy who's just small,
yep,
don't worry about it either.
Exactly. 'Cause
yeah, until they get up to 12, 13, 14, whatever Bantam age is. I think it's 12 or 13.
I think it's 13, 14.
Yeah. So until they get to Bantams, it is all non-check. Yep. So yeah, that, you know, if you're worried that, oh, my kid is smaller than every other kid in his class, that's okay. It's not going to make a difference. So yeah, I think did you play youth hockey?
No, just played on the ponds in Detroit.
I played youth hockey for 13 years, and it is some of the greatest memories of my childhood. And I would not shy away from having anyone do the same for their kid, because I think it makes the kid a better person, because you learn so much about teamwork and camaraderie and hard work. And I think it's also from a parenting standpoint. I have an almost 2-year-old son. I can't wait for him to play hockey, because
yep,
I'm going to enjoy watching him do what I did as a kid. And I think not only will the child create memories, but parents do too.
I've already been betrayed because my 6-year-old daughter has gone complete figure skating. And
boo.
Exactly. So her plan is to be an icicle. But anyways, bring your kids out. And if they don't like it, you don't ever have to come back.
Exactly.
So it's completely free. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's an awesome program. So look into it, EYHA.us or skateswander.com is Swander's website.
Anyways, speaking of being rammed from behind, the next segment is becoming a zebra.
Well, that was some sort of segue.
That's reality right there.
Wow. Becoming a zebra, in addition to participating in the Swander adult hockey class, yeah, another option if you are a hockey fan and you want to get on the ice, coming soon at Swander is the annual USA Hockey Referee Clinic. It's Saturday, September 28th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Fantastic clinic. They're going to teach you everything. They're going to teach you how to drop the puck. They're going to teach you rules. They're going to teach you offsides, how to manage a game. It is a fantastic clinic.
Yes, and for people that don't know, all of the youth and adult games at Swander, the EYHA games, the high school games, the C-League games and whatnot, all of those are officiated by local folks.
Yep.
Like you.
Yes.
Like Chad Burley.
And in fact, when we're at our best, we've also been invited to go up to Indy for the state championships.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Including yourself?
I got an invite once and couldn't do it, but Brandon Uzerik, Pat Duff, among others, Mike Wargle, have all been invited up to Indy to do games. So.
Yeah, and that's worth mentioning, too. Some of these guys have done, like, lining for Iceman games in the past. Yep. When we were in the AHA, Brandon Uzerik did a lot of the games.
Yep, I did a couple.
So
Adam Salaman.
Yes, he did several.
And
games.
He was attacked by Clay Lewis from the Chi-Town Shooters. Still one of my favorite AHA moments ever.
Yeah, look that video up on YouTube. I recorded that. It's on. It's still on. I think it's the most viewed video I ever posted of an Iceman game. But yeah, there are a lot of people from different age ranges, everywhere from high school kids all the way up to adults who've been doing it for 10, 20 years. And there's a lot of work that goes into trying to pair up the veterans with the younger kids, too, so that younger kids or just adults who are newer.
Yeah, you are never put in a situation that you can't handle.
Correct.
And you start off with the younger kids, and you learn the feel of the game, and you work your way up from there.
Right, and USA Hockey has levels, too. You start out as a level one, and as you gain experience, you work your way up. And each level has basically a certain number of levels of hockey that you're allowed to work. Level ones only go up to what, peewees?
It depends.
Level ones work bantams?
It all just depends on age and capability.
How you feel.
Yeah, if you are, and everyone working with you feels like you could line a high school game, then you'll line a high school game. So it isn't set in stone. But the one thing that is set in stone is you will never ref a game of people older than you.
That's good. I actually refereed for 7 years in Indy before I came to Evansville, and I was working a game, and this was not scheduled this way, but I did a peewee game at a rink, and as I was leaving the ice from doing the peewee game, it was a two-man, I found out that whoever had scheduled the high school game after the Pee Wee game had neglected to inform the officiating association. And the guy that I had just worked the Pee Wee game with had to leave to go to another rink, because there's several rinks in Indy, had to leave to go to another rink to do a different game. So I was the only referee in the building. I was 15 years old at the time, and I one-manned a high school varsity game. I was scared to death.
Yep.
And thankfully, the coaches and the players were all pretty mature about it, and I managed to get through it. And when you one-man, you get paid for both positions. So I made like $150 to do a single single game, which was awesome. But yeah, that's a very unusual situation. Normally, yes, you're only put in situations that you can handle, that you're comfortable with. And it's really an awesome experience, I think.
There is nothing like it. You can sit in the stands, but the game is... It's weird, and no one will believe me until you do it, but the game is different when you're on the ice with the players than what you see in the stands.
Yes.
Because the angles are different, and you see things different, and the speed of the game is different, and it is a completely different game.
Exactly.
And yeah, like you've got written down here in our notes, you get paid to be a part of hockey every weekend.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Yeah, you're literally getting paid to watch hockey.
Yep.
Now, you're an active participant.
Yep.
But yeah, it's really cool. I really enjoyed refereeing. And if you want to get on the ice, if you want to get involved and not just be a fan, but you're not sure about playing, if you just don't feel like playing, if you don't think it would be your thing, but you want to get involved somehow, refereeing is an option. And like we said, yeah, you get paid and everything is what you can handle. So it's a pretty cool avenue to take. If you are interested, like I said, the clinic is Saturday, September 28th. Call Swander for more information. They will put you in touch with the aforementioned Brandon Uzarek, who is now the referee director for EYHA. He
actually threw Adam Whitmore out, gave him a two-game misconduct.
Really?
Yep.
Well, then I like him already. So there you go. Get out and learn, kids. If you're an adult, go to the Swander Adult Hockey class or become a zebra.
There you go.
And you can get rammed from behind.
Verbally.
Verbally, yes.
Anyways, God. we're not last.
We're not. Just quickly wanted to say congratulations are in order for the first ever Iceman Maniacs co-ed softball team. They finished the regular season 2-8, tied for last in a six-team league, but they went to the fifth place game in the placement championship round, and they won 5-0, thanks in part to a masterful pitching performance from Danny Matthews, who threw a one-hitter.
One-hitter. Saw it on Facebook.
So there you go. 5-0 in the fifth place game. They officially finished fifth, which is not last,
which is
more than better than the Iceman. Right. So
or my trivia record.
Yeah, no kidding. So congrats to the softball team. I know it was a kind of a rough season, but they had a lot of fun. They're going to do it again here, the fall league they're going to play. And we make fun of him. We throw him under the bus for his name and a million other things. But
just because his name is a million.
Right, exactly. But in all seriousness, kudos to Jacob Franklin,
Daniel
Esquire, the
hockey
third,
lover.
Yeah.
Franklin.
Emeril Lagasse. kudos to him.
Inigo Montoya.
Prepare to die. Kudos to him, though, because he's the one that organized it and captained it. And it's one of those things where you do it because you enjoy it. It's a lot of work, and you put the time into it. And it can often be a thankless kind of deal. But thank you, Jacob. The Maniacs represented all of us well. And hopefully the Fall League will go even better, and they'll be playing in the first or third place game instead of the fifth place game. But it was what it was, their first time out, to go out with a shutout victory. Hey, only three teams won their last game.
Yep. Partey. Oh,
I think you can do better than that.
No, I can't, because we're talking about the Booster Club, which the last Booster Club event was only attended by off-ice officials. But then I was told on Facebook that Booster Club events are not actually guaranteed to be represented by Booster Club people. They're just options of things for you to do.
Which is exactly how the...
When the Booster Club says, hey, come out to this Evansville Otters game on August 26th, that means you can go to any of the Otters games because they're just options for your summer.
But Had we not put it out there, would you have gone and seen your fellow off-ice officials?
Well, yeah. Because I had plans to go in. No.
Ah, see? There we go.
But I went out there to find boosters. And all I found was Johnny Kells and Ian Frazier.
Yeah, my apologies. But the cool summer events are just suggestions.
Yeah, they're just suggestions. So don't expect anyone to show up.
Thank
so anyways, here's the next opportunity of no one to show up. It's on Saturday, September 14th.
This one is actually will have people there. This is an actual Booster Club event. This is not a cool summer fan gathering. See, that's the difference.
Oh,
the Otters game was a cool summer event, which is just one of those things where we say, hey, everybody should do this, and if nobody does it, then if nobody wants to go out and sit in 93-degree heat in an Otters game, sorry about you.
I spent $15 on Gatorades for my 6-year-old daughter.
Well, you were supposed to use the $2 beers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for my 6-year-old daughter? She's crazy enough.
Yeah, well, what were we saying about apples not falling far from the tree?
Exactly.
This is an actual Booster Club event for Booster Club members. The Booster Club will be hosting a preseason party on Saturday, September.
What's the over-under of Booster Club people actually showing up to this?
Based on the last party, the last actual meeting and party we had,
we had
about 40 people there.
Okay, so there's a chance that two boosters will show up for this on Saturday, September 14th.
But yeah, Saturday, September 14th, 2 p.m. Coach Pyle is probably going to be there, and we're trying to get a player or two to come as well. There's no guarantee of that, but you must be in the Booster Club to attend. This will be not just a party and kind of a get together to kick off the season, but also we will discuss Booster Club matters, so it will sort of be a meeting.
Like cool summer events that no one shows up for?
Exactly.
That ought to be fun.
And it is, if you like
Why don't you guys make a plan to go to Cedar Point or Disney World since no one's going to show up anyways?
We could go to Hawaii.
You could go to Vancouver and root for the Stanley Cup winning Vancouver Canucks.
There you go. Yeah.
In their parade.
Yeah. And then riot. Because that's what they do in Vancouver.
That's what they do.
Yeah. You must be in the Booster Club to attend this party. It is $5 per person or $10 for a family. More information, how to join the Booster Club, all the stuff is at IcemanManiacs.com. Also on IcemanManiacs.com, we've mentioned before the Maniac Asylum t-shirts that are for sale, either for $15 or $20, depending on the size you want. A couple things I want to clarify because I've gotten some questions on Facebook. First off, you do not have to actually sit in section 117. There's been a couple of people that have asked that.
You can wear it out in public.
Exactly, yeah. You don't have to have tickets in section 117 to order a Maniac Asylum t-shirt.
You don't need Dixie's written approval to wear it to work or to Meijer or to Walmart.
And you don't have to be a Booster Club member to buy it. It's open to anyone. The proceeds go to the Booster Club, but it's open to anyone, regardless of where you sit, whether you're a Booster Club member or not. You can buy one of these t-shirts. It's on IcemanManiacs.com. October 1st is the ordering deadline. We will have them in stock and ready to hand out before opening night. So, yeah, if you want one of those shirts, anybody can buy one. There are no limitations. And what I like to say is essentially the Maniac Asylum is not about where you sit. It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
Any diehard Iceman Maniac is part of the asylum regardless of where you sit. So you can get
or whether you
shirts.
Come to the arena or not.
Or whether you come to the
whether
cool summer
events.
Whether
you can afford it or not. Well, yeah, obviously.
That would disqualify everyone, apparently.
Our second major announcement is we will never advertise another cool summer event on WYIR ever again.
Hey, some of them actually get really good turnouts.
Yeah, except not for the ones that me and Johnny Kells go to.
Maybe that's why nobody went.
That's what I'm saying. I got to spend 3 hours with Johnny Kells.
Everybody knew you and Johnny Kells were going, so nobody went.
Fair
it's
enough.
All
yeah.
Your fault.
I shouldn't have posted it on Facebook.
Exactly. Ha.
So anyways.
I win.
Yeah. Now, is this like a party, like a hootenanny, like the thing that you guys are planning for next June?
I'm sorry, a hootenanny?
Was it a hootenanny?
It's
what's the
jamboree.
Oh, the jamboree. Sorry,
no,
the jamboree.
The jamboree is actually like a convention, a serious, yeah. Everybody from around the nation gets
together. By serious, you mean 6 people are going to show up? What's serious?
I think they had like 60 or 70 this year.
No, I mean Iceman boosters that show up
for I don't know how many. Well, I'm sure we're going to have quite a few because there's a lot of people that have already been involved in actually organizing it. So I think there'll be a pretty good turnout.
Never again will we talk about cool events in the summer.
That's the problem.
Never.
There's no such thing as a cool event in the summer.
Exactly.
In
no.
There's no Iceman hockey.
No, that is true.
Final thoughts as we roll into the 41st minute here in our second segment. Did we have a song? Oh, yeah, we did. We played that safety dance.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You want to do this first bullet?
Oh, yeah, we're still seeking sponsors for season two. So WYIR, you can check out their website, wiredwiredwired.com.
That's three wires.
Yes,
three www.wired.
You don't have to say www anymore.
Some people just say www. As if there's like an alternate internet where there's only two W's.
Is that like an inferred W apostrophe W?
Yeah, it's the abbreviation.
But anyways, here at 96.9, Great Youth Ministry, heading into their 23rd year this October of reaching out into the inner city youth. But if you want to become a sponsor, get in contact with Wired Coffee Shop. They are open. They have regular hours now, so you can check that out as well. As well as a music venue schedules coming up in October. They're going to start booking bands again.
Ooh.
So a lot of stuff going on here at Wired, not to mention Castle Knight football, basketball, and baseball. So, but yes, we're still seeking sponsors. Get in touch with myself or Michael Shockley via Facebook or whatever other means you have of contacting us.
Ooh.
Hopefully not ramming us from behind.
Join us at Fur Circus tryouts.
So, anyways, our next show.
2 weeks. September 11th.
We're not doing back-to-backs?
No.
All right. I was confused on that.
What else is new?
There you go.
Who has all the notes for this show?
Was there something we were talking about that we were going to do? Oh, yeah. We were talking about the studio. And I didn't think I could handle that secret.
Yeah.
And that's why you put it at the start of the second segment.
Yeah. Well, no, my worry is that it might have gotten mentioned on the air prior to the airing of this, which would have ruined our surprise.
So September 11th, 2 weeks, we'll be back on air. Hopefully, we've got a roster set up.
Hopefully, yeah.
What we'll be getting from Columbus.
Yeah, I think we'll have probably a couple more signings, I would hope, by then. But, and then 2 weeks after that, and then that starts weekly.
Yeah, we'll be hammering it out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, 9/11, September 11th.
Yes.
We are working on doing this as a remote. So the Jambulance, the WYIR 96.9 Jambulance.
Which is awesome if you've never seen it.
Which is awesome. Is going to be out and about town where we will be broadcasting live on the spot. So, there you go.
So,
little hint there.
Do you actually have the technical know-how to make that happen?
Yes, I do have the technical know-how. We don't have permission yet.
Oh. So that's still TBD.
Yeah, that is still TBD.
Gotcha.
Or TBP.
Where is it going to be going?
I'm not going to. Someone else is planning this whole thing, so we're going to let them break it. So.
Okay. You know, I was driving on the Lloyd probably a few weeks ago at this point, and I saw an ambulance up ahead.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was an ambulance, and I got a little bit closer, and I saw the weird paint job. And I thought, that's an odd-looking ambulance. Where is it from? And then when I pulled up to the side of it, I saw it was the Jambulance driving down the Lloyd. I got excited.
Granted, I've lived a pretty pathetic life, but being able to drive the Jambulance with all the lights on is pretty awesome. Is top five.
I would imagine.
So
it's pretty cool looking.
All right. Are we done?
I think so.
All right. He is Michael Shockley. He joins us every show. He is the senior writer, webmaster, and vice president of Offbeat Shenanigans, IcemanManiacs.com. Everything you could possibly need to ever know about Evansville Iceman hockey here in Evansville, where do you go? You don't go to the Courier Press.
Who?
You don't go to any of the TV channels, you go to IcemanManiacs.com 24 hours a day, not only 7 days a week, 8 days a week.
That's
Michael
right.
Shockley is there. He is the shocker. So you can check out all of your Iceman Maniacs information, IcemanManiacs.com.
We'll see you on the radio.
The puck is in. The home team wins the good old hockey game.